Black Arts, a show that brings together a diverse range of First Nations artists, writers, poets, musicians, and performers.
No more whispering in our minds.
Showcasing the power and possibility of art by and for blackfellas. Black Arts, Will Power Ui, continuing the legacy that is Let's Talk.
Kayabi Nasaima let Lada Kikim. Ablika Gemli Uridli, what a Bomi, what a Pamina Adid Uridli, or what a Ia Atarakasia. That is the language of the Meriam people of the Torres Strait, my people. And in my language, I just acknowledge the traditional custodians of the lands in which we're on. And I also acknowledge the elders from the past, from the present, and from those who will come after as well. Now, today, it's another Thursday, so you know what it is. It's welcome. It's our Let's Talk Black Arts. I'm your host, Will Power Ui. And today we have an incredible guest, rapper, storyteller. You know, he's a proud black fella, so I'm so keen to have this yarn with him. Jay Miller, hello, how are you?
Hey, brother. Thank you so much for having me.
No, thanks for being here. Yeah, nah, and I'm so keen for this chat. But first, let's start. Would you like to just intro a bit about you, who you are, who's your mob, and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, boom. So the name is Jay Miller. I'm from Darwin, Northern Territory, born and raised. Then went to boarding school in Adelaide for 7 years, and now I'm living in Adelaide. I'm a member of the Marinangu mob from Litchfield National Park up in NT and the Bachelor region all the way down through to Bamboo Creek. So if you're visiting Northern Territory and you see Litchfield National Park, you know that's my mob too. That's where it originated from.
Hey, I actually been there, Litchfield National Park, and that's beautiful country.
Yeah, Ross, there's a beautiful parts of the country there. My grandfather was born underneath a tree out near Litchfield. And we've got mob been cremated and actually buried near the waterfalls out there too.
True.
And there's one of the main waterfalls, which is Florence Falls. That's the women's dreaming. And we didn't know that until recently, so we weren't allowed to be swimming there.
Hey, look, I was just going to say, I went swimming around there too. Oh, geez, I wonder if it's...
No wonder why I was getting sick.
Yeah, not meant to be there. Hey, but, you know, that's how it goes. You know, we're constantly learning about our culture and story continues. And as we learn more about our culture, we pass it on to next generations, eh?
Bryce, true God. Just like that, I grew up with not knowing much about culture too. You know, there was that whole missing piece to the puzzle was my identity and blackfellow way. I lived in the city in Darwin and went straight down to boarding school into another city. So I had that, 10 years of just not growing up with culture, whether it was hunting, fishing, or just even doing just, blackfellow things in the bush. Like, I just missed out on that part. So now I'm reconnecting with communities and I'm doing shows, but I'm learning from them same time for culture.
Yeah, and that's it. That's everyone's got their own story. People are always growing back into their culture, learning more about themselves, and they do it through many different ways. You're talking about getting into music, and it's taken you on a journey that's been able to, feed your soul and your growth and learning, and then, obviously pass it on to your family as well.
Exactly, brah. Especially now having kids, it's important that I actually know to pass down so them mob got their identity. They know where their culture's from and,
so on. No, important. Yeah, it's just so important, eh? And while we're on that topic of the beginning, let's talk about that. So, your first intro to music. So what's inspired you to jump into music?
a bit of a story. So music was obviously always around my life growing up, all my life. There was, the greats from NWA, the Tupac. Then it came into the early 2000s. I loved the T-Pain, your Nelly, your Chris Brown. I just was always into music no matter what. It helped me concentrate at school. I have ADHD and I was always in trouble because I wasn't paying attention. And then when I went to boarding school, I was able to listen to music through the laptops. And then I was finding myself not in trouble, finding myself proper getting work done because music was that sort of channel to allow me to focus. So in saying that, music played a big role of growing up. But then, I don't know, after school, I just thought one day, let me try and rap, I love rapping all these mobs' music, so let me just try and, rap it. And then I started gamming, freestyling from the top of the head and making up rap videos when I turned 17, 18 after school, posting it all on Facebook, Instagram, you know, before TikTok was a thing. And then started popping off around all the Blackfellas areas, you know, all through Northern Territory, started popping off there, and then down south in Adelaide, my name started spreading around just online. And then I was like, hey, these more really riding with me, you know? And it was all the Blackfellas, bro. It's all the all the mob really like tuning in. And yeah, I just started doing it professionally. Then a year later, jumped in the studio, started releasing quality music, talking about proper topics like racial discrimination in Australia.
Big one.
But I'd do everything, you know. I'd rap about partying because I was a little young fella, you know?
Yeah.
So I'd rap about the partying side and everyone loved that. So it just kind of, I don't know, went up from there. And now I'm here traveling the country doing workshops for kids.
Hey, yeah, look, that's a daily journey. It sounds like, you know, the music sort of found you in a way.
True.
Then just, you know, I guess the rest is history. You kind of found where you're meant to be, and you know, that's incredible. And you know, when you started creating the music, you know, your own music, and rapping your own songs, you know, what was some of the first sort of messages or stories that you were telling through your rap? So you said the parties was one of those things?
When I first started rapping, I was into like the real 2014. So I wasn't talking about real topics in terms of like inspiring.
Yeah.
I was more talking about like my favorite artists, which were like Tiger and YG and, you know, TY Dolla Sign, all the younger ones that I kind of grew up listening to as well. And that was more of creating a vibe when you're like at a party sort of thing. Yeah. And then I started thinking deeper and I was like, hang on, like, let's actually talk about some real infinity topics that are going to be around forever. Because that party stuff, that all comes to a dead end. But when you're talking about generational change or actually moving topics like racial discrimination, it's going to be there, and it's going to be an infinity cycle where people are going to continue to listen to it. So then I wrote my first proper song called My People, and that was when I was 18 years old, and it's about racial discriminations in Australia that Blackfellas kind of receive. But it's from a perspective of growing up with a white mum. And she taught me everything that I know about culture. So I wasn't picking sides because I, you know, the one that put clothes on my feet, the feed in my mouth was white, you know?
Yeah.
So I was coming across a good side. And then My People sort of played its role. I had Eddie Betts featuring the film clip because he was racially discriminated on the footy field.
Mm.
And then, I don't know, the name sort of spreaded from My People. And then I was like, okay, this is deadly. You know, I stand for this because I've been through racial discriminations in my life coming from Darwin, you know, little Aboriginal fella running amok too. So, you know, I know how it feels to be targeted. And then I went on to another song called Unlock the System, which kind of put me on the map properly. And it was about a song I did for an Aboriginal boy that was shot dead from a police officer outside a community of Alice Springs called Yundamu.
Yeah.
And I was in Yundamu 2 weeks before the shooting happened, helping out on the actual local general store. And, I just shouted out for the family, spoke about, you know, how this could have been one of my brothers or cousins, and just shared love for the incident and the community that was grieving at the time. And all the streams that were the royalty payments were getting is going straight into the community for their sake.
Oh, deadly.
Even today. So that was just more awareness on, you know, the real struggles that happens in communities. And now, bruh, you know, it's just a spin out the way the music changes, man. Like, you grow as an artist. Now I'm making music about generational change and breaking cycles and paving better ways for the kids. But that's because I had kids, you know. 2 years ago, my babies came. I'm like, oh, it's just a spin out the way the mind works as a human being, you know. Your morals change. But, hey, I still like doing all that gangster stuff that I grew up listening to. Like I do. I love to create everything and whatever comes to mind. It's an emotion, you know. I'm not just going to stick to one topic. I'm gonna stop now.
It's all good. But you're so right that, you know, we're all complex people. We got, you know, big lives, and there's, you know, there's music that we resonate with just because it gives us that feeling of a party, you know. But, you know, you're so right. Sometimes, you know, the party is not all the time. Sometimes the party ends. And then sometimes you listen to those deep and meaningful songs that have really strong, powerful messages that are so important for people to listen to, and it creates change. And, you know, I feel like those are some, like, you know, legacy songs or something like that. They're songs that are going to stick around for a long time.
100%, brother. And that's the music that, like, motivates and pushes other people that are going through the same struggles too. So as artists, we've got a major platform where our voice becomes a voice for those that who, you know, don't feel, you know, strong enough to stand up and talk about their issues. So artists and podcasts and, you know, Radio Mob, like you mobs yourself, we all got a voice to talk for those that can't talk, you know? But yeah, you're right. The party ends and it's time to start talking about motivation.
It's all about balance, really, especially as you get older and you got other people to think about as well. You've got your kids and family definitely. And all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I know a lot of the messages and music that you have written, you're not just about the music, right? I know and familiar with some of the things that you do. You do a lot of stuff outside of music. Can you, like, share a little bit with us about, you know, what some of those things are?
Yeah, so music has become this platform that everyone knows me for. But I tend to go out to regional communities and remote areas. And when I do a music show, I'm actually also channeling off different genres and, I mean, different sectors. So I'll control a workshop for about an hour and a half to 2 hours, and it's based on music therapy. And I'm teaching the kids how to share their emotions and express their emotions through writing lyrics. So some people, you know, like I said before, they don't feel strong enough to stand up and talk to people about their mental health or even just issues going on at home. So writing music can give them that sort of confidence to express their real emotions through a piece of, you know, paper or even writing on their phone. And when it comes to recording the parts, they then have that microphone as their listener. Even though they might be in the room by themselves, they're still talking to this microphone and letting out their story, let their story be known, and it's all being recorded. And once they feel safe and sounded, they can then show their music and share their music with loved ones and family. So I just kind of teach the kids the behind the scenes of what they hear on radios and YouTube, you know? This is how songs are made. This is what we use. This is, you know, the microphone plugs into this laptop. The laptop is plugging into this sort of interface. So we show them, I show them from scratch. And, you know, just being there as a role model, just a mentor, guiding them through the right paths. You know, I'm all about generational change now. So
I love that.
Trying to make this generation rise and guide them to the right areas.
Yeah, 100%. And I love what you said about the mic. The mic is a listener. Because, like, I mean, I think that's something, you know, I don't know, you might have more to add on to this as well, but I think as well, especially growing up as a young boy and growing into manhood, sometimes there's that shame factor about talking about your feelings and talking about your mental health and well-being. And you know, I think also, you know, and although that shame might exist and we need to break that shame down, sometimes it's, you can do that by, you know, expressing yourself through, like, the microphone, or you can use other mediums of art. You can paint, you can write. And
you could also express it through painting. People that paint, they could tell their own stories through the way the painting is being displayed. People that play sport, they're telling their story from how hard they're going at the balls, you know, or they certain plays show what they're about in their own passion. So, yeah, you're definitely not wrong.
I used to see fame in the rich figures, but now I see change in the bigger picture. Dealing with the pain is how we made a living, but it's not what we make, it's how we make a difference. Now we gon' shine bright, look into the mirror and I see the reason why. See, we come from nothing, we're doing wrong was right. It hurts seeing the pain coming from my mama's eyes. Started from rock bottom, diamonds in the mud, sparks in the dark, we'll be shining through the rough. Surrounded by crimes, money wasn't around, but we were rich with love. All facts I mentioned. Set back from my black complexion. Suicide rates blowing up from depression. Mirror image of your self-reflection. Don't define what's inside of the mind's perception. Turn my dreams to reality. I made it happen with them demons surrounding me. proving everybody wrong who be doubting me. Never forget where I'm from, cause it founded me. Boy, I grew up on some gutter shit, but graduated from a private school. Black excellence, I'm educated when I'm riding through. They never thought I would be in this position. No contradiction that I'm winning, and my face is on the entire news. Put that on my soul. Put it on my soul. Cops still killing. Missing pieces to the puzzle, how we living. I'm up coming and find it so appealing. How I'm afraid of heights when I'm the highest in the building. I'm on my way to a million. Fresh on the scene, a young Aussie civilian. Still I drop bombs, straight kill shit. I'll be sending shots like we all up on a field trip. Say I'm the man now. Stepped in the game and we had no handouts. Coming with a bang, no lie, that's hands down. Doesn't matter who I'm sitting with, I'ma stand out. Put that on my soul. Put it on my soul. Put that on my soul. Put it on my soul.
Put that on my soul.
Put that on my soul. Put it on my soul.
Put that on my soul.
Put that on my soul. Put it on my soul.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. If you're tuning in with us right now, we are on Let's Talk Black Arts with your host, Will Power Uwe, and we have a deadly guest. Yeah, talking about myself now, talking myself up. Nah, but we have a deadly guest with me today here on the show, and I'm so excited to be talking to Jay Miller. We've just had a deadly yarn about where your background has come from and your love for hip-hop and all of the artists that inspired you, and then that led into you creating rap songs that tell us a story about party lifestyle, but also getting into more of the generational change. Yeah, so I'd love to hear more about, you know, just the workshop that you've been doing out in the community, because I've seen you've been doing lots of stuff out in the community. And I know, I remember there was a time last year where I was just sitting on TikTok for ages watching your TikTok special in one of the communities.
And bro, how is that? Like, that's where social media plays a massive role in today's like generation and society. Because like these mob are in a community of 200 to 400 people, and they're all got, you know, TikTok or Instagram, and they're all seeing, they're all keeping up to date on like what mob are actually doing, like what other artists are doing.
Yeah.
So when we go out there, you know, these kids are knowing who my kids are and what my wife's name is. We're going out there and they're all seeing us online. So we feel like we're already welcomed from these mob, you know? And that, yeah, the inspiration that, you know, I get from going out to community is why I keep doing what I do, man. It's nothing but uplifting, and it motivates me too.
Yeah, no, I'll bet. I mean, like, I've been there in the moment. I remember we were at the Garma Festival, and you and your brother was there, Young Miller, and the community just went off when you hit the stage, and it was crazy. The news were going off, and then I forget, it might have been Young Miller who did the backflip off the stage, and then bloody the whole community coming together, and that was just incredible and so powerful. And it's just so evident that communities love the work that you do, and they're so inspired by what you boys do.
Yeah, right. Nah, thank you. It is deadly. We feed off each other's energy, and when them mob out in the community, they give energy. We feed off it and give it straight back. I can't wait to do more.
I noticed you've got a new show that you put together with your brother called Same Blood. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so basically both myself, Jay Miller, and my younger brother, Young Miller, we both have our solo artists platforms, and we both have similar, we've got the exact same story to tell, but we do create different genres of music. So he's more a rap singer, I'm more just straight rapper, and now we're joining up to a show called Same Blood, so you're going to have the Miller brothers on stage bringing both styles together, and we've got same sort of energy. So that stage is going to be shaking.
Lit on,
you know?
Fire. They got to get their bloody,
and we just want to create a fire for the kids. Yeah. We know how much the kids love partying and love discos and love dancing, so that's what we bring good vibes, positive energy, and make sure they're having a good time with your sub tool, you know. some proper deep messages as well throughout the songs, but it's mainly so the kids can get up and enjoy their night.
but how did that relationship start in music? Like going from brother, well, you know, still brothers, obviously, but how was the beginning? Like, how did your brother and you collaborate on music and decided to take that to the next level and do a show like that?
Yeah, bro. Well, that's a spin out because I was doing music for about 5 to 6 years before my younger brother started. So I kind of had my foot in the door already. And my younger brother, he automatically just wanted to start rapping. And I was like, yeah, of course. Like, of course you can, bro. But I didn't realize how good he was at the time. So I was like, all right, Dan, well, let's do a rap song. Anyways, he wrote his lyrics. He made the instrumental on his phone on GarageBand. And he ended up just out-rapping me, bro. And I already had these lyrics written from like a couple years before we even did this track. And just to show how he can come up with lyrics, flow and melody in his own style within like the span of 3 hours. Yeah, I knew he had it. I knew he had the taste and I knew that he had the right direction and mission, you know, that I had. So we ended up, doing our own thing. He's got his own music out there.
Yeah.
Sort of showing what his style is about. And now we're coming together. And
yeah.
We're just having fun and sharing that brotherly love.
Yeah, no, that's deadly. And you can tell, like, you know, having seen both of you perform, that you are very unique in your own sounds. Like, you've got your own styles and genres. But coming together, though, you can see and feel like how yous come together because yous believe in the same values and the same messages and the same power that music has in community and for the world and all that kind of stuff. So Same Blood is such a fitting name for the show and the collaboration between you two.
Ah, deadly, bro. No, thank you. Yeah. We're excited. We can't wait.
People forget that I'm half white, but now I'm speaking out for my black side. It strikes a part in my heart that I feel pride, and if I had to choose a color, I wouldn't decide. But hey, yeah, time goes by, I come to realize my people were always right. But even though that I'm part white, I still cop all the pain and I don't know why. But talk about land rights, just look at our flag. Colors representing everything that we ever had. Treated so bad, left the whole culture is mad. And still happening today, I guess we haven't moved past. Racism hasn't gone, like where is the peace? Feeling like I don't belong when I'm walking the streets. Had a little bit of trouble looking down for my keys. Instead of asking me for help, they went and called the police. Better believe this is cause I've got dark skin. Where's the equal rights there, man? We ain't gonna win. But this is life, bro, and black is what I represent. But I really wanna know if racism will ever end. Cause
I hear you.
Is the definition of my ambition, and winning is my recognition for this condition. I know you may not listen to the words that I'll be spitting. If you give me just a second, I can still give you a lesson. But wait, something's missing. Oh yes, I'm on a mission. Put myself in a position that is limited edition. Optimism is tradition that is given for my vision to be living out of prison for a rapper to be killing. Ayy, already told you, I move like a soldier. My army is my family and nothing can come closer. I got the world sitting on my shoulder. 80,000 BC, man, my heritage is older. And yes, you know it, there's nothing you can say. Australian land is running through my DNA. I'm an Aboriginal and yes, I'm proud to this day. And if you ain't with it, get the fuck out my way. Cause
I hear you.
We need you.
We need you.
I feel you.
My people.
My people.
I hear you.
We need you.
Now, I like to send a message for the lyrics that I write, cause maybe it will change the way people look at life. Why does it matter if you're black or white? I'm sick and tired of this pain and the stereotypes. See, everybody needs to make this change and forget about the color, cause we are the same. It's such a shame that we all think it's a game, trying to make us up, but people keep bringing the pain. Cause every day is the same in this place, praying for my race as we aim to embrace. Like, You don't get it, you never feel this way. Crying when it comes, but the anger is remained. I'm a young black male and I'm keeping this real. Trying to make it all change, cause nobody else will. Hopefully you get the message that I'm trying to reveal. Cause reconciliation is the medicine that will heal.
I hear you.
I hear you.
We need you.
We need you.
I feel you.
I feel you.
My people.
Us Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islanders, we just want peace. Rest in peace, young brother Elijah, and my love goes out to his family and friends. Things like this need to stop, cause we all family. Racism needs to come to an end, and it stops now.
Do you have any plans moving forward into the future? Have you got new music coming out? What's on the cards?
Bros. So yeah, there's going to be a new song called All My Life. This song is about generational change, starting, you know, from how I started before music into what I'm doing now in communities. And it's just about to motivate and uplift and share stories with all the other kids that has been through the same sort of journey that I've been through.
Yeah.
So it's more a motivational track that's going to be uplifting the mob, and that's called All My Life.
All My Life.
I'll have that out, yeah, in a couple more months.
Yeah, deadly. I can't wait for that to come out. Definitely be tuning in to wait and hear for when that comes out. But yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I was gonna ask, you know, with the deadly music that you've got coming out, all of the deadly work that you've done, and we've talked a lot about the workshops that you do when you go out into community. Now, it sounds like a lot of work, and I know, you know, the work that we do in the industry, a lot of the times we have people that surround us and support us in our team. And often it's really, you know, necessary as well, because it can be quite tough sometimes working in this industry and doing all the things you've got to
yes.
do. What does the team look like for you?
Yeah, definitely. So straight up, I got my wife, man, behind my back. I got her putting me together, putting the missing pieces together. She's always holding it down and making me the best version that I am. Then you've got management. You've got my manager that is doing behind the works, getting me to where I am today. You've got, you know, on a music level, you've got producers that create beats. And then you've got some people have songwriters, but I write my own music. So there's a whole team behind the faces that everyone sees on stage. It's not just that one person, you know. It's a lot of motivational, whether it's family as well, holding them down, making them become their best version of themselves. It's a full proper team.
Yeah, and, you know, you were mentioning with the workshops that you do, you know, you're showing mob and young mob in particular how to, you know, start off, you know, you got your own little mic and you got your own little computer or laptop and you use, you know, little programs, like, you know, whatever program you might want to use. And then, you know, then it is like kind of like that story of when you start doing more and more work in the industry and you might get recognized, then your team starts to grow, doesn't it?
Right, you're spot on, brother. Everything starts from, you know, they say take small steps at a time.
Yeah.
And brick by brick, you eventually build a home, you build a house. And the first thing that I could tell artists or teach them is try and save up some sort of money so that you can get your equipment, you know. The equipment is an expensive game as well.
Mm.
But all you need is just a microphone and some cords and just like an access to some sort of computer with a software on it. And, you know, it might sound a lot, but once you start learning, I was self-taught from YouTube. I self-taught everything. And then you become to know the system, like, you know, the back of your hand, because you're doing it every day. And then it just becomes a hobby that turns into a real passion that then kind of leads some people into a real job. And now it's, you know, it's now about uplifting others around me and making sure that I'm guiding the youth and paving the way in the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. And got to love the bloody life lessons of YouTube and these days TikTok. to get the music out there. But yeah, it's so true. You gotta use what you got. You gotta and self-teaching is one of the best ways to learn, because you know you never forget the stuff that you've taught yourself, and then it kind of creates a good foundation for you to keep learning throughout whatever happens in your future as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. And music's such a broad, you know, a broad category. It's not just singing or rapping or writing music. You know, you could be the sound engineer in the studios that are like tuning the vocals and mixing everything together. You could become a DJ. You know, there's a lot to the music industry that mob don't actually see.
Yeah.
But those that do, they understand.
Yeah. And, you know, there actually is a real big underrepresentation in the behind-the-scenes role in the industry. So, you know, your managers, your booking agents, and, you know, when we talk about, eliminating discrimination, I reckon it's all about people, you know. And if we can get people in all spaces and really, you know, just make a presence and make our presence known and stay strong and staunch, I think, you know, it'll just make generational change a lot quicker and, it'll just be deadly,
100%, you know? 100%, bro. And everyone's got their own talent in their own unique way. You know, it goes down to what artists wear on stage for fashion as well, you know?
Yeah.
You got community mob that are into fashion, they can come up with some cool designs for what artists wear.
Yeah.
You're right. It's a massive team behind it, and we all need to come together and start sharing our thoughts and our talents. Bring them together, and let's make this whole change happen.
Yeah, it's time to make a change and keep it going.
I
think this has been a deadly conversation, and you know, the work that you do on stage and off stage is really inspiring, Jay. I know. And see from the crowds that come and see you perform as well. It's just
thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Yeah, incredible. So keep doing what you're doing. And I hope, you know, listeners out there have just, you know, been inspired by your stories and you know, what, you know, music means to you and the journey that it's taken you on as well. So, we're coming towards the end of the interview. And, I was wondering if there's any sort of, is there any sort of last minute messages that you want to put out there, like your little elevator speech or one sort of mic drop moment that you want to leave out there?
Of course. First of all, bro, I just want to say thank you so much for allowing me to have the opportunity to talk about my journey and what I'm doing today. I appreciate your time and your platform. But for anyone that's listening out there, whether, you know, you're from an adult or to a kid, bro, find something that you love doing. Find something that you love doing. Start it off as a hobby and then try and start generating it as a job, because you don't want to lock yourself into something that's going to be terrorizing you for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
So it's all about yourself. It's all about mental health and inspiring everyone around you. Be that role model for the young ones and just keep doing what you're doing. But find something that you're passionate for and try and turn that into from a hobby to a job. And it's not easy, I know that, and it can be tough at times, but every single walk in life has a tough moment and a dark tunnel, but it eventually gets through and there's a light in the end of it. We're all warriors, so start being role models for our younger ones. Mad love. I'll go by the name of Jay Miller, and thank you, Mob.
Boom, that's the mic drop. I appreciate your time with me, brother, and it was so good to catch up. I think I want to finish the show with one of your deadly songs. And then,
thank you, brother. Well, I appreciate it, bro. It's true God. Thank you.
No worries. And there you have it. There you have it, your mob. It's another episode of Let's Talk Black Arts with your host, Willpower Uwe, and today's guest, Jay Miller. Hope you have a deadly rest of your week, and can't wait to catch up again with you next week. But until then, stay black, stay proud, stay deadly. Yeah, well, for now. See ya.
You know how I do my
that's proper shame. What goes around comes around like a boomerang, yeah, like a boomerang. It's who you know, and I know someone. See what we just overcome, we must be the chosen ones. Okay. When I'm feeling low, I get high, roll me some. Hit that on the first night, that's a hole in one. Give a damn when they envy me, they ain't matching this energy. Building up my legacy, I'm in the lab with this chemistry. The MVP, I'm back up and it's lit. From that get-go, I didn't quit. Now they all know I'm legit. I come with open hands, I'm spreading love, I do the most I can. That girl did my brody wrong, now he's a broken man. I'm Guru to all this hate, I gotta focus, man. How you talking down on me when you standing on stolen land? Through my eyes that I'm the main, standing on my business, you know how I do my thing. They all manipulate and politic, that's proper shame. What goes around comes around like a boomerang, yeah. Like a boomerang. Stack when I'm busting a rhyme. When I began, I came in divine. Remember the time, had nothing to shine. Nothing to shine. I'm hustling, taking over like the government. I get to action, jumping in. My cousin out here thugging it. Like what now? Which way? They too fake, can't stand him. I'm up now and I'm here to stay. By true God, they gammon. Oh my God.